The Book of Deuteronomy, Chapter 16. Observe the month of Abib, and keep the Passover to Yahweh your God. For in the month of Abib, Yahweh your God brought you forth out of Egypt by night. And you will sacrifice the Passover to Yahweh your God, of the flock and the herd, in the place which Yahweh will choose to make his name stay there. You will eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days you will eat unleavened bread with it, even the bread of affliction. For you came forth out of the land of Egypt in a hurry, that you may remember the day when you came forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of your life. And there will be no leaven seen with you in all your borders 7 days, neither will any of the flesh, which you sacrifice the first day at evening, remain all night until the morning. You may not sacrifice the Passover inside any of your gates, which Yahweh your God gives you. But at the place which Yahweh your God will choose to make his name stay there, you will sacrifice the Passover at evening at the going down of the sun, at the season that you came forth out of Egypt. And you will roast and eat it in the place which Yahweh your God will choose. And you will turn in the morning and go to your tents. 6 days you will eat unleavened bread, and on the 7th day will be a solemn assembly to Yahweh your God. You will do no work in it. 7 weeks you will number to yourself. From the time you begin to put the sickle to the standing grain, you will begin to number 7 weeks. And you will keep the Feast of Weeks to Yahweh your God with a tribute of a freewill offering of your hand, which you will give, according as Yahweh your God blesses you. And you will rejoice before Yahweh your God, you and your son and your daughter and your male slave and your female slave, and the Levite who is inside your gates and the sojourner, and the fatherless, and the widow who are in the midst of you, in the place which Yahweh your God will choose to make his name stay there. And you will remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and you will observe and do these statutes. You will keep the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days, after you have gathered in from your threshing floor and from your wine press. And you will rejoice in your feast, you and your son and your daughter and your male slave and your female slave, and the Levite and the sojourner and the fatherless and the widow who are inside your gates. 7 days you will keep a feast to Yahweh your God in the place which Yahweh will choose, because Yahweh your God will bless you in all your increase and in all the work of your hands, and you will be altogether joyful. 3 times in a year will all your males appear before Yahweh your God in the place which he will choose, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and in the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Tabernacles, and they will not appear before Yahweh empty. Every man will give as he is able, according to the blessing of Yahweh your God which he has given you. Judges and officers you will make for yourself in all your gates, which Yahweh your God gives you, according to your tribes, and they will judge the people with righteous judgment. You will not wrest justice, you will not show favoritism, neither will you take a bribe. For a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and perverts the words of the righteous. That which is altogether just you will follow, that you may live, and inherit the land which Yahweh your God gives you. You will not plant for yourself any kind of Asherah pole beside the altar of Yahweh your God, which you will make for yourself. Neither will you set up for yourself a pillar, which Yahweh your God hates.